Blog Talk Radio.
Get your textbooks together. We are ready to learn of
of the Word of God. Get your Bible, your composition notebook, come to class prepared.
Hallelujah.
Get your highlighters, your ink pens, your pencils, your erasers. Get your communion elements together.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Get your crackers,
hallelujah,
your toast, your juice, your bread, whatever you want to use for your communion elements. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah,
your ink pens,
hallelujah,
pencils. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't forget to check out the... when you get a chance, don't forget to check out the church's website. That's rymmi.org.
Hallelujah.
When you get a chance, hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't forget also the second Friday of the month is men's and women's fellowship from 7 o'clock until 8:30.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
And morning prayer.
Yes.
Every morning. Hallelujah. Start your day off with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has prayer first thing in the morning, 7 o'clock, and maybe a little early for some people. But what you may have to do is set your alarm.
Come on now.
Set your alarms early in the
hallelujah
morning.
That's right.
And I tell you, it will bless your day.
Hallelujah.
It will bless your day. And that number is 605-475-4800.
Mm-hmm.
And then... your access code is 759-849 pound. Okay? So, therefore, join us in the morning for morning prayer. And it will bless your day. It really will. It will give your day off to a wonderful start. Hallelujah. Are you ready for class? Are you ready to learn from the Word of God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you need communion elements, let us know. If you're able to drop past the church, the parsonage, let us know that you're going to come to pick up some communion elements. Pick up some for the whole family. Hallelujah. Let us know that you're coming. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Glory to God.
I tell you,
getting started right is always a good thing in
amen
the morning,
amen,
in the morning time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You start off a winner, guess what? You're going to end the winner.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. You start when you wake up. That's 90% of your day. Hallelujah. You've got an A day going already.
Amen.
And everything else is just,
yeah,
well, icing on the cake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, bless God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. We really appreciate that. And now, we're going to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up, hallelujah, glory to God. I want you to know the blessings are coming down today. And not only do the blessings come down, but signs and wonders and miracles,
yes,
follow.
Hallelujah.
So get those names ready as we put glory to God.
Hallelujah.
As we claim.
The
selection. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Pastor Abel. Hallelujah.
Lisa.
Pastor Montes. Kathleen Austin. Dorothy Andrews. Glorious Ash. James Bryce. Chaconda Bone. Tia. Tavon, Tiffany Bates, Wayne Dattle, Clary Beckett, Sheila Bedford, Sarah Bell,
Danielle and Shelly and Lily
Maxwell, Sierra Bennett,
Chris,
Thomas Bennett,
and Keith, hallelujah,
Sharon Boston,
Tiny,
Christopher,
Pamela, hallelujah, glory to God, another Pamela, another Kimberly, Tavon, another Tavon, Travion, hallelujah, glory to God, Earl, another Earl. Still another Earl. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. George Stoops. Hallelujah. Maurice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Tavon. Hallelujah. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Julius and Joshua.
Mr.
And Mitchell, Hallelujah.
Alicia Jimson.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rihanna. Elder Tommy Horn. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mr.
Raheem. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Juliet.
Rich Dow.
Andrea.
Vincent Dow.
And David. Hallelujah.
Dr.
Windermere.
Cinderella Drumbo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Talisa.
Hallelujah. William Elliott.
Atkins.
Penny Innes.
Rachel. And
Dominic
Elliott. And Reagan Wright. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Michael Irwin.
Hallelujah.
Gary
Don Wilson, Harry Warsaw, hallelujah, glory to God.
For the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Mr. Lion. Everybody lift your hands just for a moment. Come on. Let's lift it up to him right now.
Every second of the day, we get a new blessing. Come on now.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we got to move on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God for an anointed, blessed, awesome woman of God, woman of the word, warrior of the word, holy guardian of the altar, a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized woman of God. We thank God for Pastor Peaches as she comes forward now with the pastor's court. Hallelujah. We thank God. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
The prices are outrageous. And you wonder, like, what that amount of money that used to go from 1 to 10, now only going 1 to 7. And you wonder, Lord, I still ain't got everything on the list. And the money gone. You know, it's easy to say when things are going good, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yeah.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Because, thank God, what's in the heart is what's going to come out.
Yeah.
If it's not in the heart, it's not going to come out. It can't just be in your heart. It can't just be in your head. It can't just be up there, oh, I know that scripture. There's a scripture say, oh, I bless the Lord at all times. Oh, my praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes.
Oh, and you see somebody racing up behind you in your rearview mirror coming up on your bumper and looking like they're going to hit you, and you can't go any further than the car in front of you, and are you going to start speaking in tongues and in spirit, or are you going to say them colorful words? When somebody step on your toe, when somebody bump your cart in the supermarket because they racing to get that last cup of soup or the last case of toilet tissue on the shelf.
Watch out now.
And God knows if you're shopping in an area where the people in that community don't think you belong, and they bumping in your cart and looking at you with the side eye, you still going to say, God bless the Lord at all times? Easier said than done. Easier said than done, saints. I've been there when they people looking at you like, what you doing in this community? What you doing here? Anybody can go shop at any Sam's Club, any supermarket. Hallelujah. But what's in our heart, is what's going to come out. If you listen to things and you are always in company that's using them little colorful words and you watching stories on TV, they're all in them colorful words come out, and God knows, I don't want to hear it. Because God knows, you know how we say, well, we're only human. But you know what? If you don't keep the word of God on your mouth or in your heart and your mind, you know what? And you're going to be saying, oh, God, forgive me. I ain't mean to say that.
Yeah.
No, we ain't mean to say that, but what you filling your mind and your heart with? Because what's up there, it's going to filter down to your heart.
Yeah.
It's gonna filter down there in your heart. So we have to watch.
Seriously.
Watch what comes in our eye gates, our ear gates. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't come out of our mouth. Because people are always listening. They're always hearing. They're up there right there. We don't want anybody to stumble over anything we may say. And you know, the enemy is always ready to accuse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want anybody to stumble. And there's a song that came to my mind, and it's about the heart.
Right.
And it says, it's in my heart.
Yeah.
Though some may sing to pass the weary night along, though some may sing to entertain a worldly throng, I sing, I worship God in song.
Hallelujah.
It's in my heart. It's in my heart. It's in my heart. This melody of love divine. It's in my heart since I am his and he is mine. It's in my heart. How can I help but sing and shine? It's in my heart. It's in my heart.
Hallelujah.
There's another verse that says, you ask me why.
Hallelujah.
I know his blood can cleanse alone.
Hallelujah.
You ask me why. I know he sits upon the throne. And why I know he chose me. hold on. It's in my heart. Hallelujah. It's in my heart. It's in my heart. This melody of love divine. It's in my heart. Since I am his and he is mine. It's in my heart. How can I help but sing and shine? It's in my heart. It's in my heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was looking in. I didn't know this song was in the songbook. Hallelujah. But I just picked up the songbook and I looked and I was surprised. Hallelujah. And I was able to find it. You ask me how I find the time to read and pray.
Hallelujah.
You ask me how I smile when things are far from gay.
Hallelujah.
And how I sing his praises come the May.
Hallelujah.
It's in my heart.
Hallelujah.
It's in my heart.
Hallelujah.
It's in my heart.
Hallelujah.
This melody of love divine. It's in my heart that I am his and he is mine. It's in my heart. How can I help but sing and shine? It's in my heart. It's
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thanks to God, we have to make sure that the foundation of everything we do, hallelujah, that foundation, the word of God has been laid. Hallelujah. So no matter what comes, no matter what goes, hallelujah, no matter what the doctor tells you, no matter what bill comes in the mail, hallelujah, hallelujah, what you have in your pocket, what you don't have in your pocket, hallelujah, hallelujah, you want to say, hallelujah, hallelujah, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. The things of God, what you see can change. What you see is temporal.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's what's not seen that's more important.
Yep. Hallelujah.
That even comes to the human body. What's in your body is more important than what's on the outside of your body, because it's what's on the inside that operates the outside.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a heart, you wouldn't be able to exist.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a brain, you wouldn't be able to think. You wouldn't be able to, you just wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So those things that we don't see, those things that we don't see, those organs in our body is what's operating, the arms and the legs and the eyes and the mouth and all of these things.
Hallelujah.
So that's what's important. Hallelujah. Make sure the right things are in your heart. Hallelujah. Ask God, Lord, try my heart. Make sure I got the right things in my heart, Lord. Make sure I got the right things. You want to be pleasing to the Lord. You want to be pleasing to God. Hallelujah. So when you pray, you know God hears your prayer.
Hallelujah.
Because you're going to put the word of God in your heart. He said when the word is in you and you ain't the word, you can ask what you will. Hallelujah. And God will do it for you. Hallelujah. No good thing when he withhold from you. That's because you got the right things in your heart. You're doing the right things. You're thinking on the right things. Hallelujah. This is not just a Sunday Sunday thing. This is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Barrett. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Korea Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the precious word that came forth today.
Thank you, Jesus.
From Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Pastor's Corner.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Rich word.
Bless the Lord.
May God add a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Signs and wonders and miracles.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
To the word that was sown.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the Pastor's Corner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Come on up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless
hallelujah.
Your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
Bless your name,
God.
Bless your
for another day.
Bless your name.
Another day, I tell you. God is doing it. We are praying for the people in Ukraine and
amen.
All over the world.
In the name of Jesus.
Because, you know, the devil is going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But I know somebody.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Who got all power in his hand.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know somebody.
Jesus.
Jesus.
And stood on nothing and said, let there be.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes.
So I thank God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All of my help, all of their help.
Yes, yes.
Coming from the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I know somebody's crying out to God right now.
Yes.
For them, for
yes,
the children,
yes.
For the babies.
Yes.
For the mothers and fathers,
yes.
For the sons and daughters.
Yes.
We do the same. We add our voices and our prayers to the chorus of voices and prayers.
Yes.
For the people
glory,
of that
glory.
Country. But we just don't stop there. We pray for every man, woman, boy, or girl in this entire world.
Yes.
Come thy kingdom be done thy will on earth.
Yes.
As it is in
heaven.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, bless God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name,
hallelujah. Praise
bless
the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
I got. I think I got two people.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches and Sister Annette James. Sister Jeanette.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless God. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Look, there was somebody that was close. But those two came forward.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'd just like to ask the question, and Pastor Peaches, I'm going to need you to raise your, you know, kind of look and see who's going to raise their hand to answer this question. So y'all want you to raise your hand. You don't have to yell out. Because the first one that raised their hand and that has the right answer to this question, hallelujah, will get a reward today. Hallelujah. The question is, what is cowhide used for?
Mr. Anderson's hand went up first.
Okay. You got to put it in the mic.
What is
cowhide used for? I say cowhide used for to cover the cow's hide.
Well, that's about it. Yeah, come on up here. They keep the cow together. That's the same thing. God bless you. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, that's right. That's the same thing. Same difference. God bless you. Love you, Dad. Praise God. Oh, we have a nice time in the church. We praise God. We have a good time in God's house. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
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 And I need to share with you. This is something really special today.
Hallelujah.
Because God gave us a rhema about something, about Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
And Holy Communion is not a routine, not a ritual.
Amen. Amen.
Holy Communion is a confirmation meal.
Thank you, Father.
Of the blessings of the Lord that he promised.
Yes, yes, yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Galatians 3:29 talks about the Abrahamic covenant,
mm-hmm.
the blessings of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 12 talks about the blessings that God was going to give to Abram, mm-hmm. who later became Abraham, father
yes.
of many nations,
Amen.
Of whom we are part of.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
In chapter 14, I think verses 18 and 19 of Genesis, the priest of the Most High God, Melchizedek, brought the confirmation meal to Abram after he had gone and got his nephew back and all that was stolen, brought that back. And Melchizedek gave him the confirmation meal and then bestowed the blessing upon him. After the communion, the placing of the blessing upon those that receive the confirmation meal. In other words, what I'm saying today is that we're getting ready to take communion. And after we take communion, expect signs, wonders,
Amen. Amen.
Miracles
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
To happen
yeah.
in your life.
Yeah.
Because the blessing of Almighty God
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you.
Is being bestowed
you.
Upon you
yeah.
Yeah. through the taking of the bread and wine.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bodo
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I want you to follow me now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Old Testament, old covenant,
mm-hmm.
old agreement
yeah.
had the presence of the Lord in the Ark of the Covenant. And if you weren't right and you touched the Ark of the Covenant, you would die.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
The Ark is the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
When we take communion, the DNA of Jesus Christ, is flowing through our system.
Thank you, Father.
The presence of the Lord is confirmed in our bodies.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are the ark of the new agreement.
Thank you, Jesus.
The presence of the Lord
Thank you, Jesus.
Is confirmed in us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Moya Rabosha.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
That's why the word of God told folk, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Because
folk mess with the children of God, they in trouble.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Romans 12:19 says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will pray.
Amen.
God going to get you.
Amen.
And when God gets you, you got God.
Amen.
Don't mess with God's people.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The Holy Communion
hallelujah.
is a confirmation of this fact. It's a victory celebration. That's why Melchizedek told Abram, blessed be Abram of the Most High God. The blessings are bestowed upon you. That's why in 2 Thessalonians 1 and 6, it says, God is righteous to visit tribulation upon those who trouble you. You got your big brother.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
This is a confirmation meal of all of that in a bag of chips.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Order shall call it out by
your voice. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Hallelujah.
The vessel that holds the very presence of Almighty God in Jesus' name. For years, for hundreds of years, they've been looking for the Ark of the Covenant. It's in you.
Hallelujah.
If you cry out, Lord, what must I do to be saved? The Ark of the Covenant. You turn yourself over to Jesus, the Ark of the Covenant is in you, for you are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And y'all need to stop walking around with your heads down low and crying, woe is me, and you don't understand the power that you have.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hollywood made a movie. And what was called In Search of, what was it, Indiana Jones?
Yes.
Search of the Ark or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Folk died. Got messed up. And people said, that was Hollywood. No, that's life.
Uh-huh.
That's real.
Uh-huh.
That's real. You're walking around with power and might.
Uh-huh.
And you don't even know it.
Ooh.
This meal is a confirmation of all of that.
Hallelujah.
My other book, she created
it.
1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23-30. In that text, it says to examine yourself, to take a look at yourself. Hallelujah. Now you're looking at yourself with new eyes, aren't you? Come on now. You understand who you really are. Now you just got lifted up just a little bit further. You may have been maybe 2 or 3 inches shorter. You're now 2 or 3 inches taller. You might even be a foot taller.
Yes.
You know you are the embodiment of the Ark of the Covenant. This is a confirmation meal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pour your bush.
Hallelujah.
Pour your bush.
Thank you, Jesus.
Aren't you so glad about Rhema and Revelation?
Thank you.
Pour your bush. Because y'all have seen this so many times. Y'all have read the word. Y'all have been through the Bible probably more times than I have. And you're being revealed. You're being touched with a new revelation.
Thank you, God.
That's why we got to pray for mercy for some folks that mess with us.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
They need.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They need to watch out.
Because
daddy, you can mess with a lot of things. Sometimes you can mess with the dog and cat, but don't you mess with my child.
Amen. That's right.
My child?
That's right.
You got to understand who you are.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for it, oh God. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name. In the text, it says to examine yourselves. Now, there may be somebody listening right now that don't know God in the pardon of their sins. Well, that's all right. We got you covered.
Hallelujah.
Because the covenant name of Almighty God in Jesus' name, the covenant name, I believe the number one covenant name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. So we can all do this together. You know, we can do it. You may not have called on the Lord, but now you can do it now out there in radio land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, I repent of everything I said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive me for every sin of omission and commission, as I forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined.
Yeah.
I thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I forgive myself. I said, I forgive myself. I say, I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. No guilt. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I'm in Christ now. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, we go back to our text. It says, to examine yourselves and we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And because life is an open book test,
yes.
Your word gives us the answer.
Yes.
Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed your sins with your own. You washed our sins. You washed our sins. Let me say it again so we can get it right. You washed our sins with your own blood. Our sins. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven.
Amen.
So we comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, I like saying that. That's why I say it. Put it again. Blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you. Life to ourselves. And favor and the blessings to ourselves, to the Lord. We're getting it all. Hallelujah, Cohen. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses, choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, Everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Everything. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper what you will send. We thank you for your word on today. Yes, Lord, we thank you. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you again, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in 2 Luke 4:18, in Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing. Every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. Hallelujah. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system. Can't say that right, but that's all right. God knows. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you and Radio Land ought to be saying thank you, Jesus. You here ought to be saying thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because somebody got a report this week from the doctor. It wasn't favorable. But we say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because it's healing in his wings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word say, Lord, in Matthew 15:26, in 1 John 3:1-2, and 2 John 1:12-13, and Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children. And the sheep of your pasture.
Yes.
And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for healing bread on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles following. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, again. Hallelujah. He took the cup.
Yes.
And declared, this is the New Testament in my blood.
Thank you,
These are my new promises. The new inheritance that I'm giving you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The DNA of Christ is running through my veins right now. The universal donor. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb of God is running through my veins right now.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be
thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. None of them will talk out of us. Some of you don't understand that, but when he sees the blood of his son, I've got to pass over because they belong to me, to my son. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Amen, amen, amen.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Church of the Holy already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. In Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We got another book in it. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, breaks. Glory to God. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. It's done. It's over. It's severed in Jesus' name. There to my heart was the blood of the Lamb. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for the family daily confession. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and not as him saying, like, in this life. We are kingdom citizens. Five whole ministries here. Gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We remember you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we feel good. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, I tell you, y'all just don't know, but I tell you, my. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to
you
God.
Praise God.
I say praise God, but we're blessed anyway. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you know, it's just so good, you know. We gotta get to stepping. We gotta get to stepping. What time is it now?
Time for worship.
Well, bless be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I ask that you would touch these lips of clay. Let them speak with excellence, hallelujah, accuracy and boldness, and let signs and wonders follow and miracles follow the word that shall be spoken on today. We thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing and a harvest for the ears and that they hear the word today, oh God. Hallelujah for those who hear and receive the word today in Jesus' name. Say, we serve you, notice now. You defeated because you run the group. Command you rebound in Jesus' name. That's it. Get out in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. The title of today's message is what?
Life is an open book test.
All right. Hallelujah. Look, this is part four. Now, I hope y'all been following this because you need to follow this very, very carefully.
Hallelujah.
Read those scriptures because nothing else. They're going to have to address them. Read those addresses, if you will.
2 Timothy 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16,
mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26,
mm-hmm.
1 Timothy 2, verses 4 through 6,
mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, St. John, chapter 17, verse 3, and James, chapter 1, verse 5.
Praise the Lord. I want you to get to, you go down to First Timothy, and I think that's chapter 2, and when you get there, say amen. But I need to start off with letting you know this. Life is an open book test.
Amen.
We've talked to you about that already.
Amen.
The book is the word of God.
Yes.
That's where the true knowledge is, the word of God, in
yes.
the word of God. The subject, love is the subject of life.
Amen.
Y'all got to have this down. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Love is the subject of life. Love makes a way. Love finds a way.
Mm-hmm.
Love is a way.
Yes.
God is love.
Yes, yes.
Christ is the way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Why you got to deal with the book? Because in glory to God. In 2 Timothy 2, 15, it talks about we got to rightly
mm-hmm.
understand and analyze.
Yes.
We have to correctly do that.
Amen.
In the book. Because
mm-hmm.
if there's a right way to do something, there's also
a wrong way.
Okay, why do we want to rightly rightly analyze the Word of God? It's found in, glory to God, in 2 Timothy 3:16. And right, 2 Timothy 3:16 says this word is used for righteousness, for
Amen.
Reproof, for
Amen.
Building up, all that in a bag of chips.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
So it's important for you to understand. It's necessary. You want to make it through life successfully?
Mm-hmm.
Life is the open book test.
Amen.
The book is the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:1-2 says, look here. You got to be like him as a dear child.
Amen.
You got to be like who? Be like God as a dear child. And then it goes on in the second verse of chapter 5. It says, you got to love.
Amen.
Because love is the subject of life.
Yes.
Let me hear you say, love is the subject of life.
It's the subject of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Glory to God. Then that scripture.
Who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
God wants to give you a testimony of victory. Testimonies are testimony. Lord, I'm going through. No, testimony. I came through. Oh, I don't even know how I came out of the wilderness, but I got out of that thing.
Hallelujah.
Shout out, boy. Okay, you know what you know. The knowledge. And see, y'all got to write this down. I gave this to you. I taught this to you before. I shared this with you before. Knowledge. And when we talk about knowledge, we're talking about true knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
True knowledge comes from God. Because
mm-hmm.
if there's true knowledge, there's also false knowledge.
Amen.
And you can find false knowledge in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Word of God says in Romans 2, don't be conformed to this world. Don't follow the world's thinking, their
Amen.
Philosophy, their knowledge. You got to find the true stuff.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
5. There is learned knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to write it down. Because one day I'm going to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Learned knowledge. That's mm-hmm. number one. Number two, discerned knowledge. Oh, that's revealed knowledge, revelation.
Discerned. Hallelujah.
So the first one is learned knowledge.
Yes.
The second one is discerned knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put a slash revealed or revelation. Then discerned knowledge.
Yes.
And then there's activity knowledge.
Amen.
And that's doing the thing.
Yes.
And then the fourth thing is
modeling
knowledge,
mm-hmm.
finding a mentor, somebody that you can follow, you know, follow them as they follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's modeling knowledge.
Knowledge.
Okay, you got learned knowledge, discerned
Amen.
Knowledge, activity knowledge, and you got modeling knowledge. Okay. And because we are ministers of reconciliation,
yes.
Hallelujah, we got teaching knowledge.
Amen.
In other words, we've got to teach somebody what we just learned.
Amen. Amen.
Because, you know, if you're in class, especially if you're in college, or maybe in grad school, and your teacher's telling you stuff, and they say, Minister Jerry, tomorrow you're teaching the class. You're going to be taking notes a little differently than you were with just a minute before they said that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Teaching knowledge.
Yeah.
So you got 5 knowledge. Learn, discern, activity, modeling, and teaching knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we told you about learned knowledge. That's cool. But a lot of people approach the Bible like they approach reading about Tom and Jerry. You know, reading about Superman or whatever. So it's just knowledge. It's information to them. That's why they see a lot of contradictions. But see, there ain't no contradictions in the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
Because you get to number two, discern knowledge, revealed knowledge. Hallelujah. Revelation knowledge. That's when it jumps off the pages. Mm-hmm. It contextual. It, the context of what God was talking about comes to you in a mighty way. The Holy Ghost gets you. Hallelujah. And then it's doing the thing. In other words, like James says in, chapter 1, verse, remember what he said, I think, 17 and 25? Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. Don't just read the word.
Do it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Activity knowledge.
Yes.
And then a lot of people,
Hallelujah.
A lot of people say, well, I don't have to go to church.
Hallelujah.
I just stay home and say, God, well, you're not doing what God wants you to do. He wants you to have modeling knowledge. He wants to you to find somebody who's living the way the Word say to live and follow them as they follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that at home and all you got in your house is a cat.
Yeah.
Are you going to follow the cat? Please don't. Don't follow the cat to the little box or anything, oh, Lord Jesus. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is that you got to get together with the saints.
Amen.
Huh. It's going to be at least one person, a doer of the word,
Amen.
In the congregation.
Amen. Praise God.
I know one sister. Glory to God. Glory to God. A whole lot of folk in the church. But I knew at least one sister that was a doer of the word.
Hallelujah.
And she went home to be with the Lord quite recently at the age of 99. Mm-hmm. But she was a doer of the word. Come on now.
Amen.
You can call her any time, any day.
Amen.
She had a prayer on her lips.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Miracles,
Thank
signs
you.
And wonders,
you,
and miracles followed. The word that came through her mouth.
Thank you,
Jesus. And she only said what God said.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know that? This is a little rhema for you. If you say what God said, miracles, signs, and wonders will follow what you
Amen.
Say.
Because
you said what God said.
Got you.
Did you get that?
Amen.
You got it?
Amen. Got you.
If you say what God said, miracles and signs and wonders will follow what you said.
Amen.
Because you just saying what God said.
Yes, yes.
Oh, somebody
yes.
get that.
Hallelujah.
Somebody
yes,
get that.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Is there another scripture?
Yes, Proverbs 1:7.
Okay, go.
It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yes. Some people don't want to go to the book. Like I said, life is a what?
Open door.
And you know when you're in school, come on now. You're in high school, middle school, college, and a teacher came in. I just said this about 2-3 times now. And said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a test today. Y'all said, room. You can almost hear people's heads going down, room. And then he said, it's an open book test. I suddenly, room. Now, I'm not going to call folk fools, you know, but the Bible calls them a fool. If you got an open book test and you left your book in the locker.
Amen.
You left your book at home. You don't know where your book is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What do you say again? Go ahead, read that again.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
The fear of the Lord means a reverential fear, realizing that God is God.
Yes.
The reverential fear of the Lord. He's the one. That's the beginning of knowledge. You know,
yes.
That God is God. Okay, now what he say ought to be cool.
Amen.
That's true knowledge. If God said it,
yes. That's it.
Whether Joe Blow, your cousin, your mama, your son, your daughter, your uncle, grandma, believe it or not, it don't matter.
Hallelujah.
It's true.
Hallelujah.
If God said it.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't buy one, rent one for just a little while. Whatever little shit kid it is. Because the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let's go to the next scripture because
yeah.
We got
St. John 17:3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Why? Do I want you to get into the Word? Because to know him. Because, you know, somebody wrote a song many years ago. Some of you weren't even born when the song was written. To know him is to love him.
Hallelujah.
To know God
is
to love him.
Thank you.
And see, life is an open book test.
Amen.
So when you go to that book and learn of him, to know him is to love him. Give me another scripture because I know time is fine.
James 1:5.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. They give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
Now, I need to tell you this so you can understand this. True knowledge is the base. It's the starting point. It's the foundation. And then Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, lean not to your own understanding. Lean on God.
Amen.
Understanding is what you do when you have true knowledge. Understand it. Understand the context, what they're talking about. Now get some revelation about the information that you were given. And then what happens next, when you put the understood knowledge into action, it becomes wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom is doing the understood knowledge, putting it into action. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. That was the last scripture.
That was the last scripture. Oh,
hallelujah.
My goodness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't believe I got to all the scriptures. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's important for you to understand knowledge.
Thank you, Jesus.
Reading the Bible, it's good. Getting to the Bible, because life is an
open book.
But if you don't understand what you're reading, it profits for you nothing.
Amen. That's right.
Because you're still going to fail the test.
Amen.
So you got to seek to go a little bit further, not just reading it, but discerning what it's saying.
Seek a
revelation of what to be revealed to you.
Amen.
Right. If you don't have no revelation of what you just read, you need to go back and read it again.
That's right. Amen.
Keep on reading until it jump off the page and then, oh yeah, like the light turn on.
Yes. Yes, God.
And then you got to put that to action, activity.
Amen.
Now. Do the thing.
Yes, Jesus.
Do what it says. A lot of folks, they skip a lot of parts. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
They skip stuff, and then glory to God. And they treat God as a celestial bellhop.
Mm-hmm.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Or gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do the word.
Yeah.
You know, look, they open up the Bible and butterflies come out.
Mm-hmm.
They open the Bible and they got to, before they start reading, they got to wipe the dust off the Bibles. But they want God, I want you to be right now, God. I want you to heal this gizzard problem I got. And the last time they opened the Bible was last Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes.
Well, blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
for the word.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for we got to do a little bit more part five on Wednesday. Father God, I thank you for what our ears have heard.
Yes.
Even my ears have heard.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord, for just blessing us today with your word.
Yes.
And with revelation, knowledge, and understanding.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that we will turn this into wisdom, applied understanding and knowledge. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. Get all the glory and all the honor and the praise in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Please tune in to us on Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. Same number. Hallelujah. And oh, don't forget, in the morning, start your day off with Jesus in prayer with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's anyone that would like to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. If you've repeated that prayer, you are now saved. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Please give us a call after the broadcast goes off. If you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, if you'd like to have a Bible, if you need communion elements, call us 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. I'd like to ask one more question to y'all. Who in the house?
Jason.
Where do you go to?
live for Christ.
Y'all tell me who?
I want y'all, don't forget the free table. We got stuff on the free table.
Hallelujah.
Check it out every Sunday. Make sure you have what you need. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. And we just thank God for you.